This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Discussion is underway in both Houses of Parliament on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said several steps have been taken by the government for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. He said 25 crore people have been uplifted from poverty and the government has provided 80 crore people free food grains under the PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana. He said 4 crore homes were built for the poor and 12 crore toilets were built. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of alleged irregularities in NEET exam, Agnivir scheme, unrest in Manipur, demonetization, rising inflation, farmer issues, among others. He alleged that the NEET examination is designed to favor the rich and not to help the poor. He said the opposition wants an entire day to be dedicated to discuss the issue of irregularities in the NEET exam. During his speech, Rahul Gandhi made a remark on the Hindu community, which were objected to by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah. The Prime Minister said calling the entire Hindu community violent is a very serious matter. Earlier, opposition members staged a walkout from the House over the NEET issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on alleged irregularities in NEET examination. Later, the House resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. Earlier, both the Houses congratulated the Indian men's cricket team for winning the T20 World Cup. India and Pakistan today exchanged the lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels at New Delhi and Islamabad. The External Affairs Ministry said India has shared the names of 366 civilian prisoners and 86 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared the names of 43 civilian prisoners and 211 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or are believed to be Indian. Such lists are exchanged every year on the 1st of January and on the 1st of July under the provisions of the Bilateral Agreement on Consular Access 2008. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today launched a special campaign for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances in New Delhi. The Department of Pension and Pensioners' Welfare, as part of its 100-day action plan, has undertaken a month-long special campaign for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances from today till the 31st of July, in which 46 ministries and departments will be participating. A Delhi court today sentenced social activist Medha Patkar to 5 months of imprisonment in a more than two-decade-old criminal defamation case lodged by the present Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena. Metropolitan Magistrate Raghav Sharma of Saket Court on the 25th of May convicted Ms. Patkar for the offence of criminal defamation under Section 500 of the Indian Penal Code. In 2001, Mr. Saxena, who at the time was the president of an NGO, the National Council for Civil Liberties, filed a case against Ms. Patkar for defaming him through a press release issued by her. The court, while convicting Ms. Patkar, said her actions were deliberate and malicious. The Bharatiya Janata Party has announced the names of candidates for the Maharashtra Legislative Council biennial elections. The party has fielded Pankaja Munde, Yogesh Tilekar, Dr. Parinay Phuke, Amit Gorkhe and Sadabhau Khot as candidates for the MLC elections. As per the Election Commission of India, the biennial elections for 11 seats of the Maharashtra Legislative Council are scheduled to be held on the 12th of this month, with the counting of votes to take place on the same day. In women's cricket, India secured a dominant 10-wicket win over South Africa in a one-off test match at the M. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. In the first innings, India displayed a stunning batting effort, putting up a record total of 603 runs for the loss of 6 wickets, with Shefali Verma scoring her maiden double century and Smriti Mandhana posting a blistering century. In reply, South Africa women started strongly but were bowled out for 266 runs with the help of Sneha Rana's 8-wicket haul and got imposed the follow-on. And with that, we end this news bulletin.